the world is saying that your faith is not true, that our faith, our belief system is not true. And most evangelical fishes agree. Thank you, Kevin Swanson, for that term. And they accuse you of being a legalist, of or a terrible Jew, a terrible Jew. Notice, I don't know if being a terrible Spanish person is just as evil or not, but that you all want to have a set of rules. Did the Apostle Paul say, "How I love thy rules," or did he mean, "Oh, how love I thy law"? And he agreed with the psalmist David. Yes, I love to just keep the rules. I just love the rules. I enjoy the insults, the innuendos, the persecution, the job discrimination. I mean, I'll be unemployed. That way I can just sit around. The robbing of my resources, the prejudice, the indifference out in the street when we talk to some of our former evangelical fish friends. No, I don't have a Messiah complex. Well, yes, I do. I would like to be like the Messiah. I would love to be like the Messiah and follow his steps in everything that I do. So I guess I do have one. They're correct about that. And about the false accusation of being a legalist. In a way, yes, I would prefer to be a legalist than an illegalist, than a Torah breaker. I would rather be a Torah keeper, but not just for the sake of keeping a set of rules. Oh, I would do it because Yahweh said it. Yahweh said it, and that's the way it should be, is to obey Yahweh. But no, I don't enjoy the insults, the job discrimination, because I would love to work. I want to work really bad. It keeps my body in shape and brings in some income. But we've had to get around that. You know, we don't go out to restaurants three or four times a week or even once a week. So we've learned a different lifestyle, and it's so far, after 20 years of discrimination, it's worked out. Yes, chapter one is concluded in our life, but we know the rest of the story, don't we? Yahweh has won the war for us. We lose a few battles, but we should have a Messiah complex and be like the Messiah and follow in his steps. Here we are, Hosea. I will cause all her mirth, this is in 2:16, all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, that all her solemn feasts, and I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, and so on. Oh, are feast days bad then? We went to Hosea 2:11 for that, to talk about Yahweh's feast days. And how about at the rest of the story, Hosea 12:9, how about at the end there? Well, I don't know. And I'll read it. And I that am Yahweh, thy Yahweh, from the land of Mitzrayim, or Egypt, yet will make thee to dwell in tabernacles, and in the days of the solemn feasts. So there, tabernacles are a good thing. The Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, booths, quite a number of names for the Feast of Tabernacles. And then that last great day, he will make us to dwell in tabernacles. Let's see, we're going to move on here. How about verse 16, 2:16? It shall be at that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shall call me no more Bailey. To translate that, thou shalt no longer call me my man, but shall call me my master. And I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall be no more remembered by that title, by that name. So I need to change the text on the internet. There we go. Okay. Hosea 2:16. And the feasts were in 2:11 and 12:9. And then go to chapter 6, Hosea chapter 6. Yahweh's coming back. Chapter 6, the second coming. Come and let us return unto Yahweh, for he has torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. I think Yahweh is smiting us right now with the current U.S. government and world governments getting all together to contrive and have a consortium of some sorts try to, you know, use their great power in numbers to come against true believers, come against sincere people, and that they are doing, even putting people in jail. But so we've been smitten. Yahweh has allowed us. He's allowed many of us to be, if we had an evil heart, to come under a cloud that we can't even understand any of this. But Hosea 2:16, after 2 days, Hosea 6:2, excuse me, after 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. And if a day is equal to 1,000 years, well, you know, we come up to about this time, this time period here. We're in 2010 right now. Let's see, chapter 8 of Hosea, by the way, set the trumpet to my mouth. They have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my Torah. Israel shall cry unto me, my Yahweh, we know thee. Israel has cast off the thing that is good, the enemy shall pursue him. They have set up kings, but not by me. And they have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. We have allowed Yahweh to send us a strong delusion. And to what? To believe the Torah? Yeah, right. So it is wrong to keep Yahweh's law. It is wrong to keep the Sabbath. It is wrong to not murder, to not steal. Excuse me. Yeah, that's right. Is it wrong for us to do good? Well, that's what the evangelical fishes will tell us. That's, if you take everything to its logical conclusion, I'm not under the law, I'm under grace, so it's okay to just go ahead and break his law. Yahweh says, I have written to him the great things of my Torah, but they were counted as a strange thing. So he's just going to turn us over, he said here in this chapter and many, many other books and chapters, that he's turning us over to Assyria. Chapter 9, Hosea 9:3, they shall not dwell in Yahweh's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. USDA, they shall not offer a wine offering to Yahweh, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as a bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their bread, for their soul, shall not come into the house of Yahweh. What will you do in the solemn day, and in the day of the feast of Yahweh? Will you be there? Will you be able to go up and keep the Feast of Tabernacles? Oh, I certainly hope so. 11 verse 9 says, and I that I am Yahweh. Well, that's 12:9. Okay, we did, from the land of Egypt will yet make thee, or allow thee, to dwell in tabernacles as in the days of the solemn feast. That's a good thing. That is in harmony with Zechariah 14. He says in 13:14, I will ransom thee from the power of the grave. This is resurrection prophecy. I will redeem thee from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Yahweh has paid it all. He's paid for our offenses, for our iniquities, by his offering on the tree of Calvary. So what happens next? Is it worth it to walk Yahweh's way? Turning to 1 John 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Speaking of the Messiah walking, we must follow him, follow in his steps. That was 1 John 2. And if that was too abrupt, I repeat, he that saith he abideth in him, that is, in the Messiah, ought himself so also to walk, even as he walked. Jeremiah 6:16. I think he's repeating Jeremiah 6:16 there. Let me flip back there for you quickly. It says, Thus saith Yahweh, stand you in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls? But they said, we will not walk therein. Jeremiah 6:16. Put that in your notes, please. maintain good works. Revelation 14. Revelation 7 as well, but let's go to chapter 14. And I looked and behold a white cloud in the book of the Revelation, chapter 14:14. And upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another messenger came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle, and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, and the harvest of the earth is ripe. And another messenger came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Another messenger came out from the altar which had power over fire, coming out of the Mikdash, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in the sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the messenger thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of Yahweh. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even under the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now about verse 11, backing up to verse 11. And in the smoke of her torment ascends up forever, and they have no rest, they have no Sabbath day, no feast day, not even a Hanukkah, no rest day nor night, who praise the beast and or who worship, actually, worship a pagan word, worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the believers. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh, those who keep the Torah, and the faith of Messiah. Well, that is the faith of Messiah, the faith, hearing the word. We need to hear it at least go over 10 minutes every night, right? Hopefully. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahweh from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. People need to follow us if we follow the Messiah. Revelation 14. That was really good. 22:14. Here's the next one then. I'm just reading right out of the scriptures, hopefully to post that right up there on the screen for you. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and whoremongers, and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and makes a lie. So that goes along with our first file there, the list of sins. Sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, whosoever loves and makes a lie. Those are not literally dogs there, without our dogs. That's symbolic. And I, Messiah, sent my messenger to testify unto you these things in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Now we're reading out of the book of the Revelation. We just read chapter 22, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. So, yes, what a name. There's no other name under heaven by which man must be saved. Flip back to chapter 7, verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Yisrael. Were they virgins? They kept themselves pure until Messiah returned. That's what we want to do. We want to have the robes of righteousness covered by Yahweh's righteousness. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Maker. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. So, Ezekiel 20:20. That's the sign. Set to the seal, and hallow my Sabbaths. Keep the Sabbath day. That's a sign between you and I. Is that just for Jews? Salvation is of the Jews. Salvation is just for the Jews. then just, que sera, sera, do whatever you will, but that, Does the scripture speak to us, even though it's addressed to the Galatians or Thessalonians or the Colossians or the Corinthians? Corinthians, yes. That's addressed to us, and so is Colossians, Galatians, and Ezekiel. It's all addressed. Every word that we should live by Yahweh, every written word, not just the black and white and the spaces in between, but the spirit of his law. Oh, that's another subject. Don't get off onto that. It better line up with the true faith, with the revealed word of Yahweh that we're going to read right now. Here's the revealed word. Corinthians 15:1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the evangel, which I preach unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that the Messiah died for our sins. So here's the first thing now in the evangel. First priority is that he died for our sins, according to the scriptures. What's according? How is that? Well, 3 nights and 3 days he was in the grave. So he died according to that time period that he specified in Matthew 12, according to the scriptures. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day, not the first day of the week, no. It was on Aviv 17 of that particular year. It wasn't even the first day, but he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now we know that part got in there, right? Here, let me. Yeah, okay. Still good. And I'm still here listening. Romans 6:3. We must be immersed into his name. And we just read the evangel. His life, death, burial, and resurrection all is symbolized in commanded immersion into his name. Being saved or salvation is first priority. With these scriptures, Romans 6, verse 3. Are you there yet? Well, I'm not. Give me another few hours here. What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that favor may abound? Yahweh forbid. Verse 3, know you not that so many of us were immersed into the Messiah, were immersed into his death? So that's what happens when we are immersed. Therefore we are buried with him by immersion into death. We must be immersed in the water, into his true name. That like as Messiah was raised up from the dead by his esteem of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. And for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. We need to do it all. We must confess with our mouth that Messiah is who he says he is, that he is the King of Kings, Mighty One of Mighty Ones. Romans 10:9. We confess with our mouth, and we shall believe in our heart that Yahweh has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Ephesians 2:8 through 10 talks about, for by favor we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, of Yahweh, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created into Messiah unto good works. For we are his workmanship, created in Messiah unto good works, which Yahweh has before ordained that we should walk in them, walking with Yahweh. John 3:16 says that we should not perish but have everlasting life, that Messiah came for us. Acts 2:38, Peter said, let us be immersed in the name of Yahweh Hosha, repent and be immersed in the name of Yahweh Hosha for the remission of our sins. And John 3, we should not perish. The text does not allow the liberal rendering will not perish. Scripture says to be immersed in the water, in his name, and into his spirit. That's found in John chapter 3. Okay, as we move along here, we're all worried about the future, and rightly so. The U.S. government and the world is in deep trouble. And besides all that, we need to repent. Repent of our sins, transgressions of Yahweh's law. We need some mercy and forgiveness from Yahweh, the Messiah. We need the healing. We ought to know what love and the Torah have in common. We are worried about the Sabbath and the fourth commandment, and even about these hats, the beard, and the tzitzis. It is just stubborn Western Gentiles, is all we were, just Ephraim. The wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. Or verse 30. The backbiters, the backstabbers. Romans 2:13. For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be made right. And James 1:25. In Romans 2:13, the doers of the law shall be made right. 3:31. Do we then make void the law through faith? Yahweh forbid. We establish the law through faith, through the word, the revealed word of Yahweh. His revealed truth is staring us right in the face, or at least you're listening to it as I read the scripture. Do we make void the law, or the Torah, through faith? Yahweh forbid. Yea, we established the law. Had an evil heart, and they've allowed themselves to be blinded. Blindness in part has happened to Israel. Wherefore the law is pure, and the commandment pure, and just, and good. Paul said that in Romans 7. And Hebrews 4. Let us go on to higher heights and deeper depths, and to Yahweh, seeking Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Hebrews 4:4, He spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and Yahweh did rest the seventh day from all his works. Verse 6, Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter. Verse 7, He limits a certain day, saying in David, Today, even so long a time, as it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, and harden not your hearts. For if Yahweh had given them rest, it would not be afterward have spoken of another day. They want to come up with all. No, I keep every day, but they don't keep any. There therefore remaineth a rest, a Shabbat for the people of Yahweh. Hebrews chapter 4. So, we're going to leave off here and then hopefully go into the, in some particulars about the Torah here. Let's see, what else? The Torah is perfect, converting the soul. Thank you for joining us. Our faith is real. This is Stefan Yah.
Changing your mind, too late for changing.